Unit 8. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension.
Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1.
The State Department says China will release an American woman arrested on suspicion of stealing government secrets. A spokesman said China will release the woman Thursday and order her to leave China within 48 hours. The woman, Lisa Vischer, is an English teacher who has been in China for at least 1 year. Chinese police arrested her last Friday. The U.S. Embassy in Peking said it understood that Chinese officials questioned Ms. Vischer about whether she stole state secrets. But the embassy said it does not believe Ms. Vischer was officially charged with spying. The American embassy protested to China over the delay in telling the embassy that Ms. Vischer was arrested and the delay in letting American officials see her.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
The State Department says China will release an American woman arrested on suspicion of stealing government secrets. A spokesman said China will release the woman Thursday and order her to leave China within 48 hours. The woman, Lisa Vischer, is an English teacher who has been in China for at least 1 year. Chinese police arrested her last Friday. The U.S. Embassy in Peking said it understood that Chinese officials questioned Ms. Vischer about whether she stole state secrets. But the embassy said it does not believe Ms. Vischer was officially charged with spying. The American embassy protested to China over the delay in telling the embassy that Ms. Vischer was arrested and the delay in letting American officials see her.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
The State Department says China will release an American woman arrested on suspicion of stealing government secrets. A spokesman said China will release the woman Thursday and order her to leave China within 48 hours. The woman, Lisa Vischer, is an English teacher who has been in China for at least 1 year. Chinese police arrested her last Friday. The U.S. Embassy in Peking said it understood that Chinese officials questioned Ms. Vischer about whether she stole state secrets. But the embassy said it does not believe Ms. Vischer was officially charged with spying. The American embassy protested to China over the delay in telling the embassy that Ms. Vischer was arrested and the delay in letting American officials see her. Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4.
Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have strongly condemned Vietnam for its military occupation of Kampuchea. The ministers again urged Vietnam to withdraw its forces and to join in an international effort to find a peaceful end to the Kampuchean situation. The ASEAN ministers also announced the Vietnamese Foreign Minister Nguyen Co Thach will visit 3 ASEAN countries, Malaysia, Indonesia and Singapore, to discuss the Kampuchean question. The visit may take place next month. The ASEAN foreign ministers made the statements at the end of their yearly meeting in Singapore. On Thursday, the ministers will begin 2 days of talks with top officials from the United States, Japan, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the European Common Market.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5.
Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have strongly condemned Vietnam for its military occupation of Kampuchea. The ministers again urged Vietnam to withdraw its forces and to join in an international effort to find a peaceful end to the Kampuchean situation. The ASEAN ministers also announced the Vietnamese Foreign Minister Nguyen Co Thach will visit 3 ASEAN countries, Malaysia, Indonesia and Singapore, to discuss the Kampuchean question. The visit may take place next month. The ASEAN foreign ministers made the statements at the end of their yearly meeting in Singapore. On Thursday, the ministers will begin 2 days of talks with top officials from the United States, Japan, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the European Common Market.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have strongly condemned Vietnam for its military occupation of Kampuchea. The ministers again urged Vietnam to withdraw its forces and to join in an international effort to find a peaceful end to the Kampuchean situation. The ASEAN ministers also announced the Vietnamese foreign minister Nguyen Co Thach will visit 3 ASEAN countries, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Singapore, to discuss the Kampuchean question. The visit may take place next month. The ASEAN foreign ministers made the statements at the end of their yearly meeting in Singapore. On Thursday, the ministers will begin 2 days of talks with top officials from the United States, Japan, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the European Common Market. Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7.
A federal grand jury has charged a leading American businessman, John DeLorean, with dealing in illegal drugs. If found guilty, he could be sentenced to more than 70 years in prison. Federal agents arrested Mr. DeLorean and 2 other men in Los Angeles last week. Officials said Mr. DeLorean agreed to finance a deal involving the sale of $24 million worth of the illegal drug cocaine. The official said he hoped to use the money from the sale to save his automobile company. Mr. DeLorean, a former president of the General Motors Auto Company, had set up his own car company in Northern Ireland, but poor sales caused financial problems for the DeLorean company.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8.
A federal grand jury has charged a leading American businessman, John DeLorean, with dealing in illegal drugs. If found guilty, he could be sentenced to more than 70 years in prison. Federal agents arrested Mr. DeLorean and 2 other men in Los Angeles last week. Officials said Mr. DeLorean agreed to finance a deal involving the sale of $24 million worth of the illegal drug cocaine. The official said he hoped to use the money from the sale to save his automobile company. Mr. DeLorean, a former president of the General Motors Auto Company, had set up his own car company in Northern Ireland, but poor sales caused financial problems for the DeLorean company.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
A federal grand jury has charged a leading American businessman, John DeLorean, with dealing in illegal drugs. If found guilty, he could be sentenced to more than 70 years in prison. Federal agents arrested Mr. DeLorean and 2 other men in Los Angeles last week. Officials said Mr. DeLorean agreed to finance a deal involving the sale of $24 million worth of the illegal drug cocaine. The official said he hoped to use the money from the sale to save his automobile company. Mr. DeLorean, a former president of the General Motors Auto Company, had set up his own car company in Northern Ireland, but poor sales caused financial problems for the DeLorean company. Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12.
Smoking is the world's leading preventable cause of death. In the United States, smoking rates are down from the past, but cigarettes still cause about 1/5 of all deaths. Non-smokers are also affected. Thousands in the United States die each year from heart disease and lung cancer from breathing other people's tobacco smoke. Secondhand smoke also causes breathing infections in young children. It can even cause sudden death in babies. In recent years, there has been a strong push for local and state governments to ban public smoking. The American Lung Association says half of the 50 states have passed smoke-free laws. Some measures are weaker than others, but many are comprehensive bans. They include restaurants and bars, as well as other workplaces. Wisconsin and North Carolina both approved smoking bans on the same day this month. Wisconsin passed a comprehensive ban that will take effect in July of next year. North Carolina passed a ban on smoking in restaurants and bars. It takes effect in January. The new law may not go as far as some would like, but the action is historic. North Carolina is America's top tobacco-producing state. Other proposals are being debated across the country. Opponents argue that smoking bans cause job losses in restaurants and bars. As a compromise, some bans exclude these establishments, but new research rejects this argument. Elizabeth Klein, an assistant professor at the College of Public Health at Ohio State University, was the lead author. She says the study was the first to compare the economic effects of different kinds of smoking bans. She says the study looked at restaurants and bars because research suggests that people who drink alcohol are also more likely to smoke. A study examined employment records for 8 cities in Minnesota for a 3-year period through 2006. These cities have differing policies on public smoking. The study also included 2 cities with no such restrictions. Professor Klein says the employment differences were so small that they could not be considered significant. Communities with the strongest policies had 9 fewer employees per 10,000 community members than those with partial bans or none at all. Smoking is the world's leading preventable cause of death. In the United States, smoking rates are down from the past, but cigarettes still cause about 1/5 of all deaths. Non-smokers are also affected. Thousands in the United States die each year from heart disease and lung cancer from breathing other people's tobacco smoke. Secondhand smoke also causes breathing infections in young children. It can even cause sudden death in babies. In recent years, there has been a strong push for local and state governments to ban public smoking. The American Lung Association says half of the 50 states have passed smoke-free laws. Some measures are weaker than others, but many are comprehensive bans. They include restaurants and bars, as well as other workplaces. Wisconsin and North Carolina both approved smoking bans on the same day this month. Wisconsin passed a comprehensive ban that will take effect in July of next year. North Carolina passed a ban on smoking in restaurants and bars. It takes effect in January. The new law may not go as far as some would like, but the action is historic. North Carolina is America's top tobacco-producing state. Other proposals are being debated across the country. Opponents argue that smoking bans cause job losses in restaurants and bars. As a compromise, some bans exclude these establishments, but new research rejects this argument. Elizabeth Klein, an assistant professor at the College of Public Health at Ohio State University, was the lead author. She says the study was the first to compare the economic effects of different kinds of smoking bans. She says the study looked at restaurants and bars because research suggests that people who drink alcohol are also more likely to smoke. The study examined employment records for 8 cities in Minnesota for a 3-year period through 2006. These cities have differing policies on public smoking. The study also included 2 cities with no such restrictions. Professor Klein says the employment differences were so small that they could not be considered significant. Communities with the strongest policies had 9 fewer employees per 10,000 community members than those with partial bans or none at all. Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks.
Task 1. Listening and dictation. Plastic waste is swamping Asia's landfills, and some ends up at sea, harming marine life. Now environmentalists and entrepreneurs are attempting to recycle plastic back to its main component, oil. In the northern Pacific Ocean, scientists say that a large pool of plastic waste, half the size of the U.S. state of Texas, weighing 300 million tons, is threatening marine life. Ocean currents carried the waste from North Asia and North America. Doug Woodring leads Project Kaisei, a small group of conservationists and entrepreneurs from Hong Kong, California, and London, who aim to recycle the plastic into diesel fuel. The problem is, a lot of this does not biodegrade. It does not go back into nature, he said. When the plastic and the material get smaller and smaller, sometimes the fish eat it, or the turtles or the birds eat it, so there's a lot of problems with the health of the ocean and the marine life. This summer, the organization will bring its boat, the Kaisei, or Ocean Planet in Japanese, to the so-called plastic vortex. We'll be taking out the Kaisei so we can do all kinds of studies on marine life, on toxicity issues, on material sciences, and then on how to get the waste out, how to catch it. That's probably the biggest task here, he said. We have new technologies that can turn that into diesel fuel, so that is something that at least can help subsidize cleanup in the future, if we can get out there with bigger vessels and different netting, he said. Most of the plastic waste that ends up in the ocean comes from land. Landfills are running out of space and people throw debris into the water. In Thailand's Rayong municipality, Single Point Energy and Environment recycles plastic waste into liquid fuel that is then sold to oil refineries. Sativipa Panichkul is an environmentalist and an executive of the company. The technology will cut the molecule into a chain of oil and gas. It transforms the plastic back into its original form, said Santivipa. Up to 10 tons of plastic waste, such as shopping bags and parts of appliances, toys, computers, and office equipment, can be fed into the recycling machine a day. That becomes 28 barrels of liquid fuel, which can be used directly in machinery, motorcycles, and heating systems. It is my intention to make the government adopt the policy in turning plastic waste into energy because Thailand has so much plastic waste, approximately a minimum of 2.5 million tons per year, said Santivipa. After warnings from environmentalists, governments in Asia are beginning to address the problem of plastic waste. Hong Kong has imposed a tax on plastic bags. Thailand is studying a tax on oil-based plastics. But few governments are moving into directly recycling plastic into fuel. Santivipa says two towns in Thailand are adopting his company's technology, despite its price tag. The recycling machine costs $2 million, a sign that governments are willing to pay for a cleaner environment. Plastic waste is swamping Asia's landfills, and some ends up at sea, harming marine life. Now environmentalists and entrepreneurs are attempting to recycle plastic back to its main component, oil. In the northern Pacific Ocean, scientists say that a large pool of plastic waste, half the size of the U.S. state of Texas, weighing 300 million tons, is threatening marine life. Ocean currents carried the waste from North Asia and North America. Doug Woodring leads Project Kaisei, a small group of conservationists and entrepreneurs from Hong Kong, California, and London, who aim to recycle the plastic into diesel fuel. The problem is, a lot of this does not biodegrade. It does not go back into nature, he said. When the plastic and the material get smaller and smaller, sometimes the fish eat it, or the turtles or the birds eat it, so there's a lot of problems with the health of the ocean and the marine life. This summer, the organization will bring its boat, the Kaisei, or Ocean Planet in Japanese, to the so-called plastic vortex. We'll be taking out the Kaisei so we can do all kinds of studies on marine life, on toxicity issues, on material sciences, and then on how to get the waste out, how to catch it. That's probably the biggest task here, he said. We have new technologies that can turn that into diesel fuel, so that is something that at least can help subsidize cleanup in the future, if we can get out there with bigger vessels and different netting, he said. Most of the plastic waste that ends up in the ocean comes from land. Landfills are running out of space and people throw debris into the water. In Thailand's Rayong municipality, Single Point Energy and Environment recycles plastic waste into liquid fuel that is then sold to oil refineries. Sativipa Panichkul is an environmentalist and an executive of the company. The technology will cut the molecule into a chain of oil and gas. It transforms the plastic back into its original form, said Santivipa. Up to 10 tons of plastic waste, such as shopping bags and parts of appliances, toys, computers, and office equipment, can be fed into the recycling machine a day. That becomes 28 barrels of liquid fuel, which can be used directly in machinery, motorcycles, and heating systems. It is my intention to make the government adopt the policy in turning plastic waste into energy because Thailand has so much plastic waste, approximately a minimum of 2.5 million tons per year, said Santivipa. After warnings from environmentalists, governments in Asia are beginning to address the problem of plastic waste. Hong Kong has imposed a tax on plastic bags. Thailand is studying a tax on oil-based plastics. But few governments are moving into directly recycling plastic into fuel. Santivipa says two towns in Thailand are adopting his company's technology, despite its price tag. The recycling machine costs $2 million, a sign that governments are willing to pay for a cleaner environment.